Eyes of Night.
He's about 24 or so, dark with very black hair, and he's left his book, Analysis of Poisons and Snake Venom. Snake Venom. Well, well, well. I've begun to collect little facts from here and there about my fellow passengers on Wyden. There's the strange Mrs. Letter, and that musty cobra smell I detected in her cabin. The taciturn Mr. Dick Stevens, I'm interested in him, too. And when the young medical student Renzinger left a book on poisons in my stateroom, I added him to the list of queer people by whom I'm surrounded. Being a blind man has certain advantages. People who know you can't see them don't trouble to prevent their thoughts showing in their faces. They forget that apprehension, concern, anger, and amusement are just as evident for the trained listener in voices. So I'm spending my time listening as the steamship Caprice sails towards the port of Aden. All I have to do is lie in a deck chair and wait. People come readily to talk to one.
Oh,
that's
lovely.
What's
our morning, isn't it?
Very pleasant. Miss Blazeway.
Me. Why don't I talk into that kid, Father?
Oh, by all means.
Thanks. I tie 7 pounds around the deck equal to Mars. They're wrong. It's longer. Well, it's on a great spot. Don't you mind me? Or hold you with a cat and can't sing?
No, I am, but I can hear. And you were singing like a bird in bathroom number 8 this morning.
That's smart. I'll play every new hit. I'm not an honest woman. Don't you think when I get to London? Oh, it's
so you're an actress.
Oh, Arthur. And I've stuck some sensible boy in the business, that's me. Been doing a cabaret season in Colombo. God forgive me for never doing it again. So I think this time of the grass is a crazy fancy. This much? What a garbage, Steve.
Oh, not just now.
You know what about, Stepper?
No, I'm sorry.
My father's just arriving tonight, this time. Sure, but behind that, I can't tell you off like a person. There are people living in these parts. And it's scary, you see. The doctor may. Couldn't be in front of arms, and that's just serious enough for me.
Now, what looks like an extrovert of you to the lumber?
Brother, if you could see me, you'd know. I'm blonde and I'm pretty. And I've got kind of figure, but those girls with red silk.
Then, it was a man.
I'll say it again. You are smart. Could have been a man. That dog of yours. Oh, you kidding?
That's scarcely the term I'd apply to.
Oh, well, enough from me. I didn't know he was aboard, and I went smack bang into him in the passage, second day out. First, I thought I was having a hangover. What do you call it?
Sarky.
Hey, it's easy to go up there. Sarky, eh? That's the kind of a treat, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Where were you working in Columbia?
Place called the Silver Crescent, and it wasn't much fun. Some people expect too much of a girl. Oh, I was promised fancy, but I never got it. You can't trust those dark people. They don't think of the same way as we do.
Good evening, Miss Blazeway.
Yes, dear, what's the trouble?
An interesting, Miss Blazeway. There's no progress in your cabin. I thought you might like it.
Oh, maybe Abbott could be right in me now. Here
you
are.
Thank you,
madam. Okay, blind to work. Fine. Don't know that,
Walter? No, why not open it up?
That's right. Why not?
Interesting news.
Yes, Father. No, I mean, just a note from a friend. I didn't know. I mean, it's a small world, isn't it? Never know you, mate.
Very true.
Look, I think I'll take a turn in the deck. You mind? I've got to think of the city, you know, getting too tight in the silk.
Good morning.
You can up. The lady's scared. What was in that note to cause such a change? A friend, she said. A male friend.
Hello.
Hello, Trisha.
You didn't know I was here.
You're standing to windward. Your perfume.
I'm being subtle. You were having such an animated conversation with Miss Blazeway that I had to wait a suitable opportunity to claim you. Lovely morning.
Oh, beautiful. The sun's quite hot. And the Indian Ocean is very blue and there's scarcely a cloud in the sky.
Bernard, I'm beginning to suspect your tricks. Where'd you get all that from?
The radio operator. I had to send the cable this morning.
Oh. Do you realize what you did a few moments ago?
What did I do?
You called me Tricia. The first time I've heard it for you.
Oh. Did I? What's it to tell?
Says it not. No. There's that odd Mr. Stevens pacing the deck.
Why odd Mr. Stevens? I found him quite a pleasant young American. Though less talkative than the rest of the whole.
I don't know. He seems to be watchful.
Oh, good morning, Stevens.
Hello there.
Did you find your passport?
My passport?
Yes, I heard you've lost it. I was talking to the purser. He mentioned it when I asked if we needed them when we touched Aiden.
No, it's not turned up.
Good morning, Miss Hale.
How do you do, Mr. Stevens?
Pretty bad show, you know, losing a passport. Makes them kind of suspect. They don't attach a lot of importance to such things around here. I had it when I came aboard at Colombo. I think someone got down on it from my cabin.
It seems an odd thing for anyone to steal.
Yeah, doesn't it?
You're from Texas, Mr. Stevens.
You got it right first time, Mr. Max.
You're a long way from home.
Well, I soon won't be. I'm heading straight back for America as soon as I make London. And I'm not looking back. No, sir, I'm going to hit New York like $1 million. $1 million.
You don't take to the East?
That's okay for a time. Like getting off a chain stop. I mean, it's free and easy. That's what I like. Well, I'll do a few more miles on the deck, I guess. Fine, I can't keep still on this boat. Guess it's because I don't like being cooped up. I'll be seeing you, Mr. Michael. Come
on, Miss Hale. Don't overdo it.
I won't.
I'm sorry, but I don't like him.
Oh, why not?
Just the way he looks at me.
He's probably been denied permanent company. He was known in prison, huh?
Prison?
Yes. I suspect that our friend has a criminal history.
Did he tell you?
Not directly, but he just suggested it.
Furniture really are phenomenal. I know it's nothing.
Well, you couldn't be expected to know that the word chain stop, which he used, is a term in vogue in American prison. Then he realized that and was quick to catch it up.
Yes. So he was. Oh, Bernard, look, there's land.
Oh.
I mean, there's a little brown smudge on the horizon. It's the Aden coastline.
Yes, it's been visible for 20 minutes.
Bernard?
And there's a mass of people at the rail on our left. I've been catching fragments of their conversation. They mentioned land several times. You see, you didn't notice because you've been intent on talking to me and in studying Mr. Stevens. You've been using all your senses at reduced capacity. I've been using my ears 100%. That's the difference.
Are you going ashore, Aden?
Yes, Starkey and I are going together. Would you like to come too?
Yes, please. I've never been there. I went around the Cape on the way out.
Oh, you'll find it interesting. It's a customs-free port, isn't
it? What is it, Miss?
Pure linen? American nylons are half the price they are in England.
What an awful little boat.
I'm sure we'll hit something.
Describe the Caprice to me. It must look magnificent back there.
It does. They've been doing some painting since we left Colombo. It was bigger than any of the other ships in the bay. Our lights are beginning to come on. What time is it leaving, right?
At 10 o'clock. We must be on board by 9:30.
Oh, we're coming into the landing stage. May I help you up,
then? Sergeant and I can manage. Now, off you get now, and we'll make for the bazaar.
₹100.
₹100 for this scarf?
Nonsense. No. Real Chinese silk. Shandong. Wonderful, wonderful for your wife. Madame, you see.
Yes, it is very beautiful.
But it is not Chinese silk. Shandong.
Yes.
Well, it was made here in Aden. A ram sandwich. He always finds the edges in your package. 20 rupees, not an animal.
50.
35, my last one.
40.
37, no more.
40.
Come on, Miss Mandelow. Come on, Patricia.
All right. Okay. 37, but I am robbing myself, robbing my business. No problem.
All right. Here's your money.
Bernard, I can't let you go. What's that?
Something's happening outside the shop.
Yes, there's a car. There's some terrible man. Some man's broken away. Bernard.
Stop him. Stop him. Steve.
Steve. Oh, the poor wretch is coming in here.
Yeah.
Harvey, bring him down.
Call her, Harvey. It's all right. We've driven him against the counter.
Wonderful dog's body, yes.
Where is he? Where is that man? Let him through, please.
He's up a choice over again.
There he is. Now, you criminal. What an animal.
I'm afraid he won't let you approach him unless I give an order, sir. And you were chasing after the man my dog had cornered. He dropped you?
Yes, tried to. My name is Stahl. Cornelius Stahl. I'm well known here.
A Bernard Knight. And you're Dutch, of course.
That is right. I am obliged to you, sir. Are you from the Caprice?
Yes.
I am passenger with her for my
evening. Ah! On Wydeck, perhaps?
I believe so.
Then that makes our number there complete. Now, I observe a naked policeman coming at the moment of this crowd of any indication. You can give this man over to them.
The police? No. No, I will make no charges. Let him go.
In the Dutchman's voice, I detected a sudden note of alarm. Why, I wondered. Why did he wish to have no dealings with the police? This little passenger from Aden seemed interesting.
Eyes of Night. The story of the famous blind detective and his dog, Starkey. Written by Maxwell Dunn.